In Japan, even the most mundane daily activities can become big ceremonies. Throughout January, many Japanese celebrate tea. The first kettle is the first tea-drinking party of the year. Commentator Liza Dalby lived in Japan for many years. This month, she celebrates first kettle in San Francisco.
A Japanese tea, cha no yu, is not exactly a tea party, but tea ceremony seems too formal. I recently attended one along with a motley gathering of tea students and my 11-year-old daughter, Chloe. As I tried to explain to Chloe before we arrived, we would sit around the edges of a small room and a person wearing kimono would serve us bowls of green tea. "That's all?" Chloe asked. "Well, we sit on our knees precisely so, and the kettle and containers for water and tea and everything will be laid out in a certain way, and when we are served, we take the bowl in a certain way?" asked Chloe. It was hard to explain. "Just do what I do," I said. I studied tea in Japan when I was a teenager. The slow, measured gestures, the attention to detail are deemed educational. I remembered two things from my lessons: the physical pain in my knees from sitting on folded legs, and the mental agony of trying to remember how to fold the silk tea napkin. People do this for enjoyment. After a while, however, I found I noticed things. The sound of the hot water bubbling in the iron tea kettle, for example. In Japanese, this sounds like shun, shun. The host dips the bamboo ladle, which emerges in a swirling nimbus of steam. Then the steaming water is poured, to 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 to, into the tea bowl from precisely 18 inches above. In the bowl are two tiny scoops of brilliant green powdered tea. It is whisked into an emerald soup, sara 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 sara. Then the host carefully sets the bowl in front of the guest, who drinks it in 3.5 sips, ending with a described as zuzut. Chloe was horrified at this point. I should have warned her that noisy sips are preferred. But what I noticed most of all at this recent gathering was that the sequence of steps and their attendant sounds did something else. They created boundaries for silence in a small room filled with over a dozen people. And the silence was comfortable, and indeed exquisite. Shin, the sound of silence. Yes, people do this for enjoyment.
The comments of Liza Dalby, an anthropologist and novelist who is the only Westerner to have become a geisha in Japan. Her most recent novel is The Tale of Murasaki.